Office, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden classified documents. I'm Michelle Franzen. The special counsel investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents released a final report today, concluding Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials following his time as vice president, but found that there's no evidence to warrant criminal charges.
In the report, Special Counsel Robert Hur detailed how President Biden, when he was out of office, retained marked classified materials involving military and foreign policy in Afghanistan, as well as notebooks that contained entries about issues of national security and foreign policy, implicating sensitive intelligence and methods. Hur's report says, quote, "We conclude that no criminal charges are warranted in this matter. We would conclude the same even if there was no policy against charging a sitting president." Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Biden's legal team in a statement says they are pleased with the investigation and conclusion that found no criminal charges are warranted. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he might call for an independent investigation into recent deaths in Wisconsin state prisons. He told reporters in Darlington yesterday he's waiting for the results of Department of Corrections internal investigations into three deaths at Waupun. The daughter of one of the inmates is suing the state. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in the latest Marquette poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate Show. The election is 9 months away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Developers have released new plans on their goal of redeveloping a block in downtown Madison that contains the Essen House and Hotel Ruby Marie. The Essen House building would be torn down and replaced with an 8-story apartment building. The Hotel Ruby Marie and Up North Bar would remain and get a facelift while keeping its historic facade intact. This is the fourth time a redevelopment has been proposed for the block since 2000. If approved, construction would begin later this year. The Madison Police Department is ramping up their recruitment efforts and held an open house Wednesday night to attract new candidates. Potential new cops got to hear about the benefits of joining Madison Police, including their unique training center. Police recruitment has been declining both nationwide and here in Madison in recent years. Still, Madison Police officials say that they're still seeing qualified people apply for the job. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at Civic Media. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got it all today. Near record warmth as highs soar to the low 50s, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, 53 degrees.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Might be the villain in somebody else's story, but that's fine. My methods are controversial, but at least it keeps them all in line. In line.
I don't need you. What is up, Wisconsin? And welcome. Usually you'd hear those words ahead of the Maggie Dawn Show, especially from this voice. And yet, it is not the Maggie Dawn Show. It's not really anything. It's the Civic Media Radio Hour, and today, it is being given its own name. This is the Civic Media Radio Hour featuring That Untitled Anya Show. That's the best I could come up with, folks. Welcome to That Untitled Anya Show. I am Anya, producer Anya, I am usually called. And it is true, I am usually producing Maggie Dawn, Busted Pencils. Sometimes I'm picking up some shows on the weekend, some shows here and there. But that's where you're used to hearing me. Now you hear me without the bounds of this being Maggie's show, without the fear of, oh, I'm not, this isn't my house. I'm just house sitting while she's out. Welcome to my house. We are fully in my house right now. And I hope you enjoy it. If you do, or if you don't, or if you feel any other kind of way about it, please text me, but not like privately. Text us through the Civic Media app. If you don't have it already, get it. It's in whatever app store you have, Google Play, Apple App Store. Get in there, click text, send me a note on your thoughts, whatever they may be, or give me a call. I already see somebody on our call line, but I'm going to, oh, and they left as soon as I said that. That's okay. It's all right. Don't be shy. I don't bite that hard. It's okay. Give us a call, 844. Oh, what is our number? Hold on. 844-967-2789. There we go. I had to pull it from the back of my brain where I keep those things. Here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, first of all, a question I have for y'all out there in Radio Land. I was given a note ahead of this. Really, a lot of people were given a note that we should try to elevate voices between the ages of 25 and 35. Someone within our company was mentioning, they're like, I just noticed we didn't have that. I was like, whoa, I'm here. So I'm hearing from within. People want to hear from people in my age group. I'm 25. And then, you know, in 10 years, hopefully I'll be 35, I guess. That's how math works. So I'm right in that age bracket. I'm at the very beginning of that age bracket. But what do you out there want to hear from ostensibly like a very old Gen Zer? I'm either the oldest of the Gen Zs or the youngest of the millennials. I kind of know which one I'd rather be, but I won't say on air. I'll leave that open to interpretation. But are there things from this age group, an age group that maybe isn't on talk radio all too often for some reason, that you do want to hear about more so than other things? Is it how my age group is thinking about voting? Is it politics in general, how my age group is dealing with that? Is it questions you have about my age group regarding social media, mental health, human sexuality. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. If you have thoughts on that, oh my gosh, there's so many people on the phone lines already. Wow. Okay. Please stay on the phone lines. I will talk to you during our first ad break. Very, very cool to see so many folks. If you have questions or ideas or assumptions, even things that you're like, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everyone your age, Anya, does this or that or the other thing. Tell me that, because I want to talk about that. Because if it's true, that's an amazingly unifying trait I didn't know we had. And if it's not true and you believe that, let's talk, fam. It'll be great. Okay. Here's my topic for today. It's amazing to see so many people on the phone lines before I've introduced this topic, but we'll take calls in the second bit. That's how we'll do it. My overall idea for today I want to talk about is sort of a mishmash of many things. Let me tell you a little bit about my week last week to set it up. I kind of had a week from hell last week. Without making it too particular, without giving away too many details, just a very busy week of many, many life events, not always happy life events, happening all at once. And in the midst of all of that, one evening, Wednesday evening, before I was on my way here to the Waukesha studio to produce Busted Pencils, which is now every weekday at 7 p.m., which is awesome. On my way to come here to do that, I found that for the fifth time in a year and a half, okay, the fifth time in a year and a half, my Kia, my car, which is a Kia, was broken into. And not just broken into like, oh, look at that purse inside, yoink. No, no, no. Broken into, entered, and attempted to be hotwired, hijacked, attempted to turn my car on without its keys in an attempt to steal it. And they weren't able to steal it. I'll get into why in a second. But I'll just flash forward to, okay, what do I do? My car's been broken into again. I call my dad first because that's what you got to do, kind of. And then I call the non-emergency number and I said, hey, this has happened. I need someone to come document this attempted theft, because otherwise my insurance is going to be like, you did this and you got to pay for the new window. And I can't do that again. So the non-emergency sends out two police officers. And I am just intrinsically as a person always nervous around cops. I'll just say it. Even though I'm like, I'm not in the wrong. They're here to help me. They've got to write up this stuff. I'm like, Anya, just shut up and answer the questions and don't. Because I'm just irate. I'm irate at things that have happened that week. I'm irate that someone tried to break into my car again. I'm like, these are not folks who want to hear about it. So keep them to yourself, Anya. And the cops come over and they do the once over of my car. And the one guy says to me, one of the two officers, he asks, well, have you ever thought about selling it? I was like, well, yeah, of course I've thought about selling it. But for me at 25, selling a car is not something I can just do over a weekend. It sounds stupid, but at a genuine point, I don't know how. And I don't want to deal with dealerships. I cannot deal with the idea that that is an actual place on earth where part of their job is to waste your time. This dude cannot abide such a thing. Okay. So yes, I say to him, I'm standing there by my shattered window. I go, yeah, I've thought about selling it. Yes, sir. He goes, well, cause you know, and this is what irked me. He says, you know, that you have to expect that this is just gonna keep happening, living in a neighborhood like this. Pause for a second. You probably don't know where I live. Hopefully that would be odd and strange. But for just a moment, imagine an area anywhere that you've ever been, doesn't have to be Wisconsin, where the regular cop who comes to respond to non-emergency calls says to you, oh, yeah, well, you're just going to have to expect that these things happen living in a place like this. Where do you imagine? You don't have to name it. Maybe it doesn't have a name. Maybe it's a place you pass through and you were like, oh, yeah, I bet that's a place where your car gets broken into all the time. Have you envisioned it? Okay, good. Hold on to that when I tell you that I live in the Upper East Side of Milwaukee. Now, is it like Upper East Side New York? No, of course not. We have far fewer Arc de Triomphe around. But similar to Upper East Side New York, Upper East Side Milwaukee, I consider it to be a nice place. That's why I moved there. You've got, by me, you've got the Whole Foods, you've got a bunch of little cafes, record stores, pizza shuttles down there. I love pizza shuttle, as you can tell. To me, it's a nice area. It's nice. Yeah, of course, there are things that happen. But I was really, really shuddered and really, really, what's the word I just wanted? Not shuddered. Shaken. There it is. I was really shaken by this cop saying to me, well, you know, ma'am, you just have to expect that this is going to keep happening to you living here. And I'm just staring through the hole in my window into the darkness contained within my Kia, into the shattered glass, shattered safety glass across my, what was supposed to be a bunch of stuff I was going to take to Goodwill that was in the car when it was broken into. And I'm just kind of nodding at what the cop is saying, because again, I've had a very hard week and I'm really at my wit's end by this point. But what I wanted to ask him, and what I'm now asking you over the course of today, is why? Why would I have to expect that? Why would I have to anticipate that a neighborhood you police, that I pay taxes towards to be policed, on a lit street on a Wednesday evening? By the way, I went to my car at 5 p.m. It had been parked there since, I don't know, probably 9 the last night. So if it happened in the middle of the night, okay, I get it. But it's not like I went out to my car at 3 a.m. and there are crimes happening. And it's like, well, it's 3 a.m. There's other crimes happening everywhere. People are occupied. But even when I called the non-emergency number, I asked at the end of the call, I said, is there any way you can tell me if, like, how long specifically it will be? She said, no, unfortunately, we can't see that. I said, well, if I may, has it been busy? And she took a second. She looked. She said, you know, for District 1, it's been pretty quiet tonight. Now, there's a lot I don't know about policing. And there's a lot of thoughts I have about it nonetheless. That's what talk radio is for, baby. But to me, why on earth would I be expected to expect crimes of this nature forever on a quiet night in a nice neighborhood if I've been told for so long that our police in this area are here to serve and protect? I'm deeply confused, and I'll continue to be confused at least through break. And then I'm going to take some callers. I see some names I recognize. I see some names I don't, which is cool. I hope you've enjoyed this first part of that untitled Anya show. This song is Cult Leader by King Mala, and it is taking you to our messages. Cult leader, best believer, she's a keeper. Grim reaper, looking for my cheerleader. If it's between all the money, I'd rather have neither. So charming, it's alarming. I'm hurting everybody that I know. Lead the masses from the ashes. I want power and I think it shows. I don't need your roses. I like men on their knees.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim, Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk You Can't Ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Apply careers at thrivent.com.
The Shaw, WAUK. Apply careers.
There's the pressure of a phase out. I don't ever want to find out what happens if you never slow down. Is this just a phase? There's wrong attention, and there's no name to a face.
The face comes. Welcome back to that Untitled Anya Show, a space for a while that we're calling the Civic Media Radio Hour, and today, more specifically, again, that Untitled Anya Show. It's me, Anya. I'm a producer here. I produce things like Maggie Dawn and Busted Pencils, and today, I'm bringing you a little show that I'm doing about car thefts, policing. We're going to get into what it means to be a community and what it means to expect crime, what expectations. And at a certain point, what are our expectations for solutions? Who is in charge of finding, processing, providing solutions? And if it's not the police, and if it's not these institutions that we have, then what is it? Because at a certain point, and this is kind of the theme of today, I literally have it written down in front of me to remember to keep coming back to, there has to be a solution at some point. And I don't mean that like when you say to your mom, "Mom, I swear I can't find any socks in the house." And she says, "There has to be socks in this house," where there's a slight possibility that there isn't, but she's just very confident. No, there have to be solutions at some point. It is not encourageable. It is not permissible. It is not good for our collective societal health to live with constant problems forever. Right? You cannot live your whole life with a hole in your roof. And if someone says to you, "Let's throw a tarp over it," and you go, "Well, the tarp won't stay," and that's the end of the conversation, you still have a problem. You still have no solution. Let's talk to some folks who maybe have some solutions here. Mark from the SAC. How are you, sir?
Oh. Here's a little thing with the hole in the roof. That's reminded me, Tolkien wrote a story, Leaf by Niggle, and a hole in the roof actually kind of goes in that. It's a little humorous story that he wrote, you should actually call. You actually on some online places you can go and you can actually have sell your car. Just say I put your car up and they'll come out and pick it up and pay you for it. And I don't know how old your car is or anything like that, but there's Carvana and it's Carvana and all cars, and that they'll actually come and take your car. I mean that yeah, that's the way you want to. But it's ridiculous that you have to put up with this. This has happened to you, and that the police are just saying, "Well, it's just something you got to live with." Well, I kind of say BS to that too. I mean that maybe they need to run a car up and down your street a little bit more often to see if there's mischief going on.
So Mark speaks immediately to one of the thoughts I had while standing there on the side of the road, which is as someone who has been critical of over policing communities, it is interesting that we have not refurbished what we used to call like the beat cop role. The idea of a roving individual who is observing the community and not, look, we just simply don't have to engage in the behaviors that the beat cop of yesteryear was involved with, like stop and search or these unnecessary pat downs. He doesn't have to run after every loose dog. And you can tell him that he's not part of his job. That's okay. But wasn't there an idea not that long ago that community surveillance, if that's what the police were in theory providing, and crime prevention, if that's what was being provided, or crime interruption, it seems like we had part of the solution at some point. It just started delving too much further into, frankly, abuses of power, right? And I'm not in favor of that, quite obviously. Why would I be? I'm not the one with power. I don't want to get abused by it. But it seems so clear to me, maybe it's my simplicity and maybe it's Occam's razor, that the data is out there about where these cars are being stolen. We know what it used to look like to be on the street, to be around. And we know what it means to prioritize what kind of crimes we are going to interact with, right? I hope that makes sense in some way. And to Mark's point, my exact solution, had I had the ability to articulate it at that time to the cop I was speaking to, would have been exactly that. Where were you this evening? Where was anybody this evening? And also, what I want to get into when we come back from messages is, who is doing this? Who are the Kia boys? Who and why and where are these seemingly very young individuals, younger than me, in their teens? I'm 25. They are in their teens, many of these kids who are participating in these car stealing, car break-in activities. What is happening in their lives? Where are the people and the institutions in their lives? Not just in a preventative way, hey, you're not allowed to go out that late, why do you have that window breaker with you? It's not just that, but where are we, their adults? Where are we, their community? That not only can they do this behavior unobserved, clearly, not only can they do this behavior without immediate, without someone immediately interceding on it, but they're choosing this activity. And if there's anything I learned about working with kids before I went into radio, because I was a teacher in different kinds of ways, is that kids will do what they want. Every parent on earth knows that. Kids will do what they want. If they don't want to eat vegetables, they won't. And if they want to eat fries, they will. Kids will do what they want. And it's my profound belief that even these kids who are doing these things, this is not their ideal evening activity. This is not what they want to be doing. But of the options they have, of the available activities they could take themselves to, go do, whether that's based on what transport they have or what money they have, this, breaking into cars, that's the activity that's been chosen. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that even if the other option was, and you can have whatever feelings on this come to mind, but even if the other option was sit in some beanbags and play some Fortnite on a TV, they would choose that over this. I believe that because I do not believe that these kids, these 14-year-old kids, other than the immediate rush of doing it, which I get it, that's what going out and doing a fun activity is about. It just shouldn't be illegal, right? If there were other options that they can actually access, it is my firm belief that these kids would be choosing it. And if that's true, then there is a way to not only prevent, to stop crime, to end the interest in committing those crimes by those individuals. I think there are crimes maybe we can never quite get away from, right? I don't know. But this one in particular feels solvable. And if you agree or disagree, give me a call, give me a text. I'm going to screen many more calls during this break because it's longer. And after that, we'll be back to that Untitled Anya Show. Please enjoy Priebus. I don't want to do this anymore. That's the name of the song, not my thoughts. Cause something doesn't feel right. Am I losing my mind? Every day and all night. Promise that I'll fight. But something doesn't feel right. Am I losing my mind? Cause lately I've been feeling like.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More than 300 excited FFA supporters got together in Green Bay over the weekend. Their goal? Continuing to grow Wisconsin FFA. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention was held up in Green Bay. More than 300 members that were part of the activities, including Tom Bressler. He's the immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. That's the funding mechanism for a lot of the growth that we're seeing in Wisconsin. And Bressler says, well, it's exciting. It's also challenging.
The neat thing is, in the FFA, it's all growth. We're getting more students, we're getting more excitement, the ag community is getting bigger and broader, but for the FFA Foundation, that means we need to do more and we need to raise more, because there's a lot more, not only to support the things that have already grown, but to promote more growth coming on. It's exciting, it's challenging, sometimes it's frustrating, because why aren't we getting more support out here? But it's exciting. That's the number one message, is this thing is getting bigger and bigger.
Tom Bressler, immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, one of the major funding mechanisms for FFA activities in the state. In 2022, the FFA Foundation raised more than $370,000 in support of FFA activities. Coming up in a moment, the FFA alumni elect some new officer members. I've got the details on the way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation, because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com. Innovation.
During the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention in Green Bay, they selected their new officer team, which involves Grant Stajic from Bondwell as president, Nick Lowe from Stoughton as president-elect, vice president is Chris Blank from the Cashton FFA. They also recognize Bobby Joe Montgomery from Waupaca as the immediate past president. Want to find out more about the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll get a chance to see all the state chapter awards that were presented as well. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got it all today.
Near record warmth as highs soar to the low 50s, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, 53 degrees.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Okay.
Thank you.
Radio Hour with Anya in a little section I'm calling That Untitled Anya Show, because that was the extent of my creativity. In a little bit, you'll hear from a caller who's even more creative than I, with a really good pitch for a name. But before that, let me address some comments, some texts, some phone calls. First of all, thank you all for genuinely, this is going to sound sarcastic, but genuinely thank you all for your suggestions and your advice regarding selling my car after all of this. We're going to get into whether or not I am selling the car in just a moment. But I want to address some things I'm seeing about, maybe if you had this or that. Let me walk you through my time avoiding the Kia boys. I bought my first Kia at the end of 2020 when my PT Cruiser, my valiant cherry red PT Cruiser, finally gave out on me. And that first Kia I had got totaled when a distracted driver, a texting driver, hit me when my car was stopped. So that Kia went away and our insurance was like, hey, but why don't you just get another of the same? And I was like, sure, why don't I get another of the same? And so I got another of the same, a Kia. And that's when the reign of the Kia boys seemingly began. I had never heard of, and I'm on TikTok a lot, too much for my health. I'm very aware of the trends in things. And I was not aware at all that Kias and Hyundais, however you say it now, were being stolen at this rate, or that they were so easy to steal. Or as an earlier caller mentioned, that the instructions for how to steal these Kias were trending, these videos of stealing Kias were trending on TikTok. The exact demographic of TikTok, you know, it can be anybody, but it's largely kids. And subsequently, we have seen that it is kids, young boys for the most part, 14, 15, 16 years old, are going out and trying to steal these cars, right? So after the first break-in, just a broken window, they didn't do anything inside. I was like, oh, that's scary, but I guess that's city life. Okay. I was still in school at that time, and UWM gave me one of those bars to put across my my steering wheel. I can't think of my words, sorry. One of those heavy bars. I was like, well, this is annoying, but I'll do it. So I got in the habit of doing that. And the second time my car got broken into, they broke through a window, climbed in, and used a saw that they brought to take off pieces of my steering wheel so that they could pop that bar off, rendering the car once again operable. Now, even after they did that, they still were not able to get the engine started for very long. They backed the car out of my spot and then abandoned it. But it was still several thousand dollars my insurance had to pay out. And then it happened a third time. Those first three all happened the summer of 2022. And then we got through most of 23 without getting broken into. I had one break-in in 23. And then last week, Thursday, this most recent break-in. After the third break-in, I, out of pocket, I don't know, really out of my dad's pocket, out of our pocket, out of my Christmas money, we'll put it like that, paid 700-some dollars to put a security system in because my own insurance was threatening that they would cut me off, as though I was the problem, as though I was just a really reckless driver all the time. No, I kept telling them, no. I am not asking for this to happen to me. I'm doing everything right. They said, do one more thing right. You have to put this security system in. I did. That was two break-ins ago. I also see a text here from Andrew in Maine about dash cams. I also have a dash cam. But unless it can connect to, you know, over-air Wi-Fi and save all these things, the car is on 24/7, the monitoring, the single-handed monitoring solution that I have, did not cut it. I also had stickers all over the car, GPS tracking, blah, blah, blah. You can see the flashing blue light of the security. It's all there. It's all been done right. And yet I've been told by the police that I had to call about the fifth and hopefully final break-in that I just have to expect it. That's very disheartening to me as a citizen. One of the comments I saw on our Facebook, which, by the way, y'all are lighting up the Facebook. I've never seen so many comments. Very proud of you guys. Continue to do so for my behalf. But one of these comments also mentioned, what did it say? What is the point of even selling my car to just buy another car that will ultimately be broken into? Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm doing crazy research right now. Like, what is the most unbreakable car? What is the ugliest car that no 14-year-old kid for the life of them would ever want to be seen in, even if they were drag racing it? A Camry? A Trabby? What do I go with? I don't know anymore. What is the point, right? What is the point when the society that I live in, the neighborhood that I live in, the state that I live in, claims to have laws regarding, hey, don't break into people's cars? Seemingly, we've always assumed that if we have a law about it, someone is out there looking around for it to be broken and stepping in when that happens. And yet, every time, 5 times in the past year and a half, this car that I can, you know, that I use for work, that interrupts my work schedule when it is when it's broken into and attempted to be stolen and taken away from me, right? What is left for me as an individual citizen to do? I've already put in, geez, between the security system and everything my insurance wouldn't cover, thousands of dollars of repairs to this car. How much more could I do? It's to the point where I'm like, do I even get a car? I have to. There's no bus line direct from where I live to here. But what could I possibly even get when we're not upholding the law, when we're not upholding the idea that there are solutions to these things? I'm going to get into the solutions as they appear to me regarding the fact that these Kia boys are mostly really young, like teenagers. But I don't want to keep these folks on the line much longer. I want to let them get back to their days. First up, we have Doug. Doug, how are you? And you said you had some ideas for the show.
Yeah, I do. I have a wonderful idea for the name of your show.
There we go.
I would go ahead with Anya Case.
Anya Case.
Anya Case. I think that's that's going to track down some people. You know, I'm really sorry about the break-in of your car, and it's just terrible that you have to go through this as a young person who is struggling, I'm twice your age.
Nice.
So I'm a Gen Xer. And I want to welcome you to Civic Media. I think it's a wonderful show. And the reason I called is to tell you I host this open mic, and I have very many people that's their first time that they come to the mic with their song. Or whatever they're going to perform, but that's the breaking point. And today you're doing that, and Anya, you're doing a wonderful job. Okay, and we're all in, like, total bummering about you know what's happening to you.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
You know, I also had a burglary one time, and it's not just the. Okay, I lost my stuff. It's that somebody was in my stuff.
That's it, yes.
Okay,
that's exactly
yeah, no,
it.
It's this personal violation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same reaction from the police department, you know, and it was kind of a drag, but, you know, you got to take the hit.
Right.
You're going to have to take the hit, and hopefully, you know, you'll work through this and find yourself a car that maybe won't get stolen. I've had my vehicle, new vehicle, almost 60 years old that, you know, I was driving these crazy, terrible cars that were always nickel and diming me, you know, mm-hmm, I got to buy a new tranny, whatever. Okay. But having a car payment is so much better, you know, within that worry, 'cause you got to get to work.
That's exactly right. And I'm thinking about all these things. Thank you, Doug, first of all, for the name suggestion. I love that. Anya Case. I'm Anya Case. I like that. That'd be good for a drag name, too. If nobody else takes it from me, that's good, too. And I absolutely your point on the violation, I think that's what rocks me to my core about this. My car is a very personal thing to me, as it is to many people. Me in particular, there's nights I spent sleeping in my car on the road, right? So the idea to get back into my driver's seat knowing a stranger entered it and was sitting there and messing with my things, changing the dials on my radio away from civic media programming, that's the real crime, okay? But the violation and the idea that we have a right, or we've been told we have a right, or there's somebody out there making sure that our right to not feel violated is upheld. And then to kind of go to the person who I thought was doing that and be like, hi, car got broken into. And their response was like, yep, sucks. And my response is, your job, It's very demoralizing. It's very upsetting. It's very, it makes me want to move out into the woods where there are not other people. But that's not the solution. There's a very good video essay actually on YouTube called The Solution is Not a House in the Woods. There may also be a book by that name that I watched as the video essay. But that's I'm trying to move away from the solution being get away from the thieves and instead get towards a world where, I'll summarize it instead of drawing it out because there's so many callers I want to talk to. We have to be working on a world that our kids can participate in more. Doug made a point about doing good for my first time. I've got great news. If you guys like me, I've hosted about 12 or 13 solo episodes on Maggie's show, but that's up in the evening. I get it. If you're a mid-afternoon person, I never see you either. So it's okay. Go to Maggie's show, search for my name. I've got some more episodes down there. But in one of those previous episodes, I talked about working with kids and how we have to... So many older people say things like, well, just go play outside. And I look at the world quite literally, not just even global warming, not just like the big stuff, but on a micro level. Is there even a path from these kids' house to a playground that they want to be at? Is there even a transport from where they are at school to a club that's putting these things, these activities on? And if not, and if we care about keeping our cars safe, because this is just one of many, many, many bigger problems, right? In my mind, at least. There has to be solutions. It has to be, okay, we have to open another club closer to where these kids are. Okay, we have to provide another bus closer to where these kids are. Okay, we have to have somebody who walks this street observing the cars. But that still does not go back to the root. It still does not go back to the root of, I know that kids will do whatever they want. Kids will do what they want. And if their only option is this, and that's what they want more than sitting in an unsafe home, sitting in front of their locked school waiting for parent or whomever to pick them up, walking around the street doing nothing alone, feeling unsafe, if this is what they have and we've not provided something better that is genuinely accessible to them, I don't know what else to do, and it's not sell my car. I'm pretty sure it's not. I still may have to sell my car. But I don't know that that ever goes back to the core of the Kia boys and Milwaukee's problem and Wisconsin's problem and this nation's problem of ignoring problems and thinking they'll go away. They'll just go somewhere else, in this instance to my Kia. And I'm tired of them coming to my Kia about it. When we come back, we're going to hear from some callers. I'm going to screen you during this break, so don't hang up. This is Blood on Your Boot Heels by Carolyn Rose. You think you are drinking bottles of whiskey, smoking Cuban cigars. Think if you act like a man, you can alter this wheel. You can make it in this world without that blood on your boot heels.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee
Earl
on air.
Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hand grenades where every hand is spades. Violence in the open space, clear and bright as day, so you can't hide away from it.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Hour. Today I'm calling it that Untitled Anya Show, because that's what it is. That it do what it says on the tin. Anyways, we've got some callers on the line. We've been talking about my car getting broken into and policing and some questions I have about some answers I was given, but I want to hear from you guys, the folks. Remember, you can always text into this show. You can always call in 844-967-2789. First person I want to go to is Steven from Green Bay. Steven, how are you and what are your thoughts today?
Hey, welcome to your own show on Civic Media. I've been one of those people that have been lucky enough to talk to you on Maggie's show, and I think you're absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thanks. And even if it's just for today, just for today.
Yeah. You know, to know that you're only 25 years old, I'm 28 years old, and you've brought some perspectives that have been mind-boggling, to say the least. And it's really made me think. But on this specific topic, I guess I have a question, but more than a question, I guess a call to action, that as adults in this country, we spend so much time pointing our fingers and yelling at each other over, when you really look at it, over trivial stuff.
Yeah.
And what are we doing for our youngest generation? What are we doing to make sure that our kids are having opportunities that we had, where they don't have time to go into someone's car and break into it because they're preoccupied with other things? Like, what are we doing as a society and as adults that are failing them to the point where they feel like this is their only option?
That's exactly, Stephen, you summarized it better than I could have this whole hour. What, and I, you know, the phrase, what are you doing, I think is often rhetorical or meant to be rhetorical. Like, we come in and the dog's ripped a pillow apart. You go, what are you doing? The dog's like, I'm ripping the pillow apart. What does it look like? But to really say, like, and to take stock, what are we doing? And we have empirical evidence through the existence of the Kia Boys. By the way, I didn't mention this earlier. The Kia Boys, while it's not well, it's not unique to Milwaukee, these things keep happening in very localized areas. Cities in particular will get hit by these plagues of essentially kids learning how to break into these Kias. It hit Milwaukee. If I remember correctly, Austin, Texas was being hit really bad. A city out of New York, I can't think of if it was Albany or Buffalo. But it's not just us. It's everywhere. And so what are we doing? What more can we be doing? It's my personal belief that many of these kids, if given the option between, hey, do you want to walk around and like throw a brick through a Kia? Or do you want to come over to, I don't know, my cool older brother's place? He's got a living room with some beanbags and video games. It's like, fair enough if you feel that that's brain rot, but I would argue that breaking into cars is more brain rot than playing a game with your friends. But have we become so apathetic to providing those spaces for kids? Where can our kids go for free? Where can our kids go for free that is safe? Where can our kids go for free that is safe that they want to go? And if that doesn't exist, they're going to find it. They have found it. It's in my Kia, apparently. They keep finding it there. We have to have something else there for them to find. And I don't think it has to be multi-million dollar solutions. I don't think it has to be build something as grandiose as even a Boys and Girls Club. I think sometimes it means being the adult who is safe enough to go, hey, if the kids want to sit and hang out on the porch here, they can, and I will be observing them. And it's truly, truly, compared to things I did in education, compared to things people do in education, we can do a little all together, and it is going to change a lot. Continuing this point, Fred from, or not necessarily continuing this point, but continuing on is what I meant to say, is Fred from Cottage Grove. Fred, how are you today?
Hi, very good. Thank you. You hit the nail on the head. It's education.
Here we go.
We're spending so much money on these private places and stuff instead of public education, but there's no place for these people to go to work.
Yep.
There's no future for them.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate feeling I have too. I look at these kids, I don't want to imply that there's skill building happening and stealing a car, but you want to tell me that these kids are able to figure out how to get a file onto a USB drive that they're able to put into my car to start my car? That is some technological prowess. I know a lot of boomers who don't know how to put a file on a USB drive, let alone use it to start a car. If that kid had a robotics program, do you not think that they would rather be there? But we don't have the robotics program, or that kid in particular doesn't have it, or an automotive program, or just any program that they can afford, that they can get to, that they want to get to. I think we have to kind of start leaning into, hey, it's okay for kids to want things. They're always going to want things, and they're going to do what they want. If their only options are you can sit here in the house and be ignored by everyone, or maybe the house isn't even safe, or maybe there isn't even a house to go to, and the other option is go throw a brick through that crazy lady down the street's Kia because it's funny to watch her cry, I know what they're going to pick, and it's not the one that favors me, right? Tom from West Dallas, you get the last word here.
Hey there, I'll try and make it quick then. first of all, I would say fire your Kia. Get something else.
Yeah, I will.
It's just going to keep happening, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, I lived down in your area a lot back in the day, and there were problems like that then. And it bothers me that officer said that about, well, you just got to expect that because, you know, even like when there's a Bucks game,
yeah,
cars are stolen down by the Pfizer Forum.
That's right.
And the outlying people don't want to come to Milwaukee because they're afraid their car is going to get stolen. So why isn't there a step up in police patrols there?
That's exactly my thought. Tom, I got to cut you off there because we've got 50 seconds left. I hope you've enjoyed today. If you didn't, either way, let me know. You can always text in even after the show. You've got Busted Pencils later this evening at 7. I'll be on the line for them. Hey, I'll see you around. Have a good week. Don't get your car stolen.
Violence in the open space, clear and bright as day, so you can't hide away from it. Rage in the pen, in the now, in the then, from the mouths of the men who I won't lend a second thought to.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show Friday at 8 a.m. when Sandy Williams and I will be joined in the studio by United States Senator Ron Johnson. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report.